Rock Creek area. Ready?
Everybody awake? Everybody having a good time today? Okay. All right. I want to thank the CMP region and also Frederick, who's running the convention this year, doing a good job. Don't you think so? I'm Donald G., and I'm an addict, and man, slippery slopes, road to relapse. That's my story. I am the slippery slope. I say that, and I also always say that I'm a liar and I'm a thief. I have a dishonest behavior, and I'm self-centered. So that qualifies me for all the slippery slopes. Let's look at what you got here. I came here and to these rooms back in, 1986. I sat in the back. I took people's inventory. I didn't want to be part of because you guys are not like me. I went to a meeting, got to the meeting late, and demanded they sign my papers. They told me, keep coming back. I snatched my papers from them and I walked out of the meeting. Because it's about me. I'm a liar and I'm a thief and I'm self-centered. I continue that in and out of the rooms because it was always about what I need you to do for me. They kept telling me, Slim. Of course, you see I'm not slim anymore. You don't have to do it like that. But, you know, I have this committee in my head, part of this triangle of me, myself, and I, and they tell me a lot of good stuff. I'm an intellectual giant. I know a lot of stuff. I can have a conversation about your God. Didn't matter about Buddha, Muhammad, Jesus. Didn't make no difference. Because I told you I'm an intellectual giant. When I'm using, my job is to influence you. I need you to do what I need you to do for me. Most time it worked. Didn't always work. Now, example of my slippery slope. Got 90 days clean. Decided I wanted to show everybody that I was clean. So I go hang around my mom's house, which I know my brothers come through like 40 going north. They see me, I'm looking good, got a few dollars in my pocket. And I know they're going to ask me for some money. So they do. Down. You got $20? I say, sure, give them my $20. Couple more times I show my mom's house. They ask me for 20. I give them 20. You know, 20 is the magic number for me. I don't know about the rest of y'all. But 20 was the magic number. So about the third time I show my mom's house, hoping they would show up, they said, give me 20. I said, gotcha. Here's 20 for me. So I set my own self up, knowing all the time, playing with this recovery. Or I need to say this too. During those times, I was never in recovery. I was just showing up. I wasn't trying to learn how to recover, because in the material it talks about it's a profound change of behavior and your attitude. I wasn't trying to do anything profound. Just sign my damn papers so I can continue. Only thing I wanted you to do was let me continue the life I was doing before. I take my urine, and the day after I take my urine, I'm using. Because, you know, I told you I'm smarter than the average bear. So all I got to do is do that every time I get my urine up, right? So one day turned 2 days. 2 days turned three. Now I did the whole week. So, what is the problem? The problem with this slippery slope is me. I don't feel good about me. I don't like people suggesting that something is wrong with me. And I can go from 0 to 60 on an anger jump in no time. So, the last time that I came to recovery, I asked somebody to be my sponsor. They told me what the other people told me. Stop using. Go to meetings on a regular basis. Call me. Now this means that I'm allowing another man in my life to tell me or suggest how to live life. You know, I'm the guy who, if you cut me off on the beltway, I'm going to chase you around. I get the little veins in my neck and I'm mad. I'm that guy. 0 to 60. If you really want to understand me, just put a wall there and I'll run into it. That's how I feel the pain. That's how I know I need to stop. I have to run into it before I make a change. It is recovery. I mean, recovery has helped me understand this part about me, that I need to become more humble. I need to have some gratitude. I need to have some acceptance. These are words that escaped me the first few times I showed up in these rooms. They were talking about it because these were spiritual words. They told me in the beginning that this wasn't a religious program, and the intellectual side of me said, I can do this. But I missed the part that said this was spiritual. So, I now have to let other people guide me in order to learn how to live life. It talks about, in the literature, it talks about reservations. Reservations is part of my slippery slope. Because I need to be able to do things. So, if you say something to me, or you cross me, then I have to let you know who I am. I know none of you ever felt like that before. But I need to let you know. So even if I am working toward turning my will over to God, I got to pull it back every so often to let you know exactly who I am. Slippery slope. So when I'm standing there, after I don't take my will back, and I'm used again, or I'm in a bad situation, there's got to be your fault. Because sure can't be mine. And that's how I thought. It's always your fault. I have no part to play in this. You just don't understand. And that continued until I couldn't get high no more, no matter what the pain was, until I drank until it just wasn't possible anymore, still didn't kill the pain, until I really needed to get some help. And even after I got the help in the rooms, I still had those reservations. The slippery slope is me. I didn't understand the difference between peace and chaos. Getting back to the word humble, it allowed me to get some understanding that I can make good decisions if I get to that place. Acceptance also helped me get to that place. Because even though I'm clean, I still have a story and a trail. I can't expect everyone to be happy for me. There are some people who are going to cheer me on. And there are going to be some people who actually like to see the change in me. But there are also people who don't want to see my face. That's acceptance to me. I have to accept that. Peace in my life is my driving force while I'm in recovery. I have to put peace first. I have to be able to find that spot when I'm going from 0 to 60. I need it there. If I don't have it, then I will be at 60 in no time. So, chaos in our lives, in my life, I see it. I smell it. I know it better than anything else. Went to the store, I was with my wife, maybe about a few months back. Saw a guy in the store. I told her, I said, he's getting ready to steal. He's going to steal something. So how do you know that? Because he was me. I saw him checking out all the different things. You know, looking like I do. I still do. I go in and look, what's here? Camera, detective. How far from the aisle to the front door? Okay. And this is what this guy was doing. And he walked out with a cart full of groceries. I saw him. Because he was me. I recognize chaos still today. I see it. Again, I smell it. Because it's part of me. Again, I am the slippery slope. So what am I doing about it today? Recovery has allowed me to understand this about me, that I am not a bad person. I just made bad decisions. Okay, so if I keep doing the things that they're guiding me to do, then I can learn to make better decisions. It's working for me. Now, I don't always want to make decisions I need to make. I want to make some decisions that I think I should make. So there I go again, taking my will back, because I want to do it my way. I want to tell the boss how to run the company, right? He don't know what he's doing. Where is my acceptance? Where is my humbleness? Where is my gratitude? I need to be here now. This is what recovery has provided me, an opportunity to be here now. The steps are set up so that I learn to deal with the spiritual side of me. There's an emotional side that goes with it. But they're set up so that I can be awakened. And if I'm awakened, then I can be in the now. I can do the things, the right things I'm supposed to do every day. But I still got me, myself, and I up here. I have to keep them clean all the time, put new stuff in it. You know, because it remembers some of the bad stuff. You know, it's real good. I can just see it from walking down the street and go like, oh, we can do that, yeah. Nope, the keys in the car. Oh, nice car too. I mean, just like that. So, I don't know any other thing, but when we talk about slippery slope, what I do know is me. It's me and my decisions. Me and my attitudes. Me and my behaviors. Now, because I'm trying to be in the now, then I got to learn how to deal with me, which is the hardest job I've had so far in recovery, is dealing with me. My first few years in recovery, I owed child support, I owed IRS. Everybody else was progressing, they got cars, clothes, they were living good. All my money was going elsewhere. Why? Because of my behaviors before. I didn't pay my taxes because I lived in D.C. and taxation and our representation. Well, that's a story I've said, told people. So, they told me that while I'm in this room there, if you're going to get your car fixed, maybe you need to get a mechanic to help you if you don't know. Well, I didn't know the financing. I didn't know my tax stuff, so I got an accountant to help me out. They wound up owing me Of course, I never saw the money because it went to the child support. But it made me feel good to know that I took a chance. That now I was trying to put my life back together, you know, so that I can learn more about me. Because I'm a good person. I eventually found that out. I could walk in front of the mirror and realize that, you know, you're not so bad. You just need to make better decisions. And that helped me want to be better at this thing, you know, in recovery. Because it talks about society and those don't make recovery. Those things don't make you. But they can become you. My relationship with myself was a lot better than it was years ago. I started this journey back in January 4th, 1992. And it's been a very good journey for me. I'm not going to say every day has been great. But you know that story. My worst day in recovery is better than what? Best day using. That's acceptance for me. That's some gratitude too. And see, I always have to remember those spiritual basic words that I learned in the beginning. Because if I fail to understand those spiritual words in the beginning, then I'm failing myself. I no longer want to be a better human being. That's the only thing I ask God for in my prayer, to help me become a better human being. I don't want to become that slippery, slimy guy that I was. I want to be the nice guy. And I enjoy being the nice guy. But the slippery slope is still me. If I don't reinforce all these things I've said, all these things that have been laid before me, then my slippery slope, you know what a slippery slope is? A series of events that happen that can lead to disaster or worse. So worse for me is to use. No matter what's going on in my life, I cannot use. People come to the meetings, they share, they say that they lost the job, the wife kicked them out, the house burned down, they got the disease. But they did not use. Again, I'm Donald G. And I'm an addict. And we're good people. We just got to learn and make better decisions. Thank you.